Hey everyone, welcome to Thanksgiving week here at Pillows and Beer. I am Craig Conover, joining you from my makeshift studio on top of a ping pong table in Delaware, joined by my bestie Austin Kroll and our other bestie Nick Norris. Guys, I'm in my happiest place in the world. Where are you guys?
Man, I was all jazzed until Craig's is already in his happiest place, but I'm jazzed for you. I just can't wait to get to mine. And I associate Thanksgiving, Craig, with Kiowa Island. And I just, you know, Christmas can be at my, you know, my folks' place in Charlotte, which of course isn't there anymore, but Thanksgiving is always on Kiowa. And so the Low Country, I just associate Thanksgiving with the Low Country, which I technically am in the Low Country because I'm in Charleston, but I'm not going there until after this podcast today, right? Because I'm going to wrap up, you know, this. I'm in my house and I had some things to do today. I'm going to wrap up this and then I'm going home.
That's good. But you're like, shoot, I'm almost there.
I'm almost there. And I know that last time that you and I talked, or I talked about the fact that I associate, like, you know, Christmas and Thanksgiving, right? And I kind of talked about it with my exams in college. And it's like, yeah, I haven't been in college in 13 years, but I still kind of like, so it's like, I'm so close. I'm like, oh man, just got to do that one last quiz in math class. And then I can drive home for Thanksgiving, which is what I can't wait to do. Did we just lose Nick?
We did just lose Nick. He must have been like, couldn't take the happiness.
The happiness? He's like, I'm sick of this.
I want to hear where he is because it looked like he had a nifty little like makeshift.
Nick.
Behind him.
Am I here?
You're back, buddy.
Yeah, I don't know. I took control. I'm still at home. I just have just a lot of work to do. This is our busy year. And so my little apartment essentially becomes storage for work stuff.
Yeah. What are you building back there?
So this is one of our, we got a couple grill tables going out. So for like our Big Green Egg stuff, we got some fire pits. We actually just sold our first fire pit to Canada today. So that was cool.
So congrats, dude.
Yeah,
small businesses, man. We are all small business guys, and it's awesome. I just did an interview with a girl from the University of Maryland, was writing her project or her semester paper on me, I guess, or sewing down south, and like reached out and was like, hey, do you think Craig would ever do an interview with me? And I was, and Jack asked me, and I was like, heck yeah. But she's like a sophomore at University of Maryland, and I was like, I started to think of you, Austin, where I was like, oh, I wonder if she's like about to head home, or like, you know, like that exam time of being like, oh, are you home?
Did you ask her? Did you ask her?
No.
Yeah, she probably, wait, was it today or was it yesterday? Yeah. Yesterday. I mean, she probably like, kind of like I just said, like you probably were like her last thing to do. And then she probably is like, okay, I'm packing up and I'm going to the airport. Like, you were probably like her last little check mark before she heads home. I mean, I think
so we flew home. I flew to Philly on Saturday after the store, and then Paige took the train to Philly, and we were both, dude, I almost had a fucking like anxiety attack going through airport security. Not
you
like
flew to Philly attack. And she took a train to Philly, and you all met in Philly and then took the train to Delaware.
Then we rented a car and drove to Delaware.
Okay.
And so like I was going through security and I got like randomly selected and they were like, run your jacket through the machine. And I was like, obviously I have nothing to be scared of, but I was just like, my what if trigger like went off in my head. And I was like, what? Like, and so anyway, like got through security, obviously. And cause it was a new jacket. And I was like, I don't know where this jacket like came from. It was all this stupid stuff. And so I'm like getting my phone and my wallet out of my book bag and I'm putting my coat back on. And I'm like, Craig, you're good. Like there's no, what if nothing bad happened, you're flying home. And like the flight was pretty just, it was like a rough flight. And I was like, you're almost to the rental car. And I was like, just get to the rental car. So anyway, as soon as I got in the rental car in Philly. I went and picked Paige up from the train station, and I was like, yeah, like you home sweet home. Stopped at like a Royal Farms, got like chicken and gas station snacks. And I was like, cool. Like, I'm good.
Can I tell you that the same thing happened to me? So Houston, and it was one of the, X-ray machines. So, you know, you put your bag in, that we all do. And then when it gets through to the other side, it sits in this like, you know, cubic, like 3 by 3 foot thing. And then if it gets flagged, then it goes, and it, you know, kicks out to the side. And so I was sitting there and I was like, dude, is my bag about to get, you know, kicked out to the side? And of course, in my head, like, yes, I was thinking about all the what ifs. And I was like, you know, and like in a quick flash, and my brain just went to so many different things.
Yeah, my life's like, over.
And I was like, what if like somebody for some reason, you know, just put like a brick of Coke in, you know, my bag, and then, like, you know, they check it, and then you're sitting there and you're like, that's not mine. And so I went through this whole thing where I was like, I wonder
what am I going
to
say?
Have actually had to do the, like, that's not mine thing. And if that's ever worked, but like, you know, the answer is in the like immediate no, because they're like, okay, you know, detained. And then I guess you have to, you know, go through the whole thing. But yes, my brain went to this place in that, like, you know, 15 seconds. It's like, I'm looking back and I'm like, there it is. It's sitting right on that little thing. And if it just kicks out to the left, you know, your head just goes there. So it's funny.
And then it doesn't, and you're like, okay, cool.
Like, yeah, and then you're like, well, obviously, like, I just have, like, you know, my clothes in here, so just.
What, if, Nick? Why are you raising your hand? What do you have?
Nick was like,
oh, okay, no, because both my bags got flagged going through the airport in Houston. They broke my freaking sunglasses. I'm pretty sure in my one bag. I'm pissed, but I got flagged for some reason. I don't even know why. Like, there was Pepto in my
carry-on baggage. Carry-on? Come on, dude. There's Pepto in your backpack?
Yeah. It was fine. He just, like, looked at it and was
how
like,
how many fluid ounces was it?
It was just, like, one of the small ones.
Oh, okay.
Just travel size. And then I couldn't even find anything wrong in my luggage. He, like, looked through the whole thing, and I had it so tightly packed. And he was like, yeah, I don't know why. He ran through the machine again. He was like, yeah, I don't know why it's flagging you. You're good.
I got flagged for my pre-workout, and he's like, we're just going to test your powders. And I was like, that's fine. And I was like, should I pull them?
That's actually funny. Like, yeah. It's actually funny because, yeah, I mean, clearly, I mean,
that's why I like the new machines in the national.
I mean, I guess that you could.
Well,
be like,
I don't know. I've never tried to run powder through the machine, and it, like, it flagged the bag.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what if mine recently got tested?
Candles are what I have to pull out all the time.
Oh, yeah. That's what got flagged. That's what it was. A candle got flagged in my bag. And he was
why
like,
why were you traveling with a candle?
Like, I don't know. I think it was just in my bag because I didn't go home after Nashville. I went back to my sister's place. So I just been like traveling for like a week straight. And so I just had stuff with me. So I like the train.
Dude, when Craig left Houston, and I had the room to myself for that last night. Craig is not lying, you know, and why would he? But like when he says that he door dashes all this stuff to the room, he had so many just like, you know, personal items. Like I almost, you know, texted him, right? It was like a little thing, like a mouthwash and like a candle and like a lighter, you know, for, you know, said candle and like, you know, baby wipes and all this stuff. And I was like, oh, it kind of feels like a personal, you know, bathroom in here because Craig. So then I put the lighter in my bag and I was like, okay, well, that was stupid. Like, why did I take the lighter in my bag? So I thought that I was going to get flagged for
yeah. Can Craig's you lighter. Fly with a lighter? I always have to buy a new one when I
don't think so. No, you're not supposed to be able to.
You're not supposed to, but it's like, if you just have like one of those like dick things, like just like
just a lighter.
They don't really care.
A lighter. Well, what the hell else is it, Nick?
A lighter.
Well, there's like long lighters and shit like that they might get in trouble for, but I had one in my bag.
A barbecue lighter. Forgot about all the time. Why would you get in trouble for barbecue lighter and not just like a regular, you know, Bic lighter? Like you can use
flame to set something on fire all the time. I think it like looks like a USB drive half the time. I don't know how those machines work, but I had one in my bag for like 2 years and it never got flagged.
I hate the new machines. That I just hate them.
I like it because you don't have to take anything out. They just go, everything goes right through.
I don't, so if you're a pre-check, you don't have to take anything out anyway.
Let's take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
There's so much to be thankful for. Family, friends, food, and NFL football all week long. DraftKings Sportsbook is keeping your Thanksgiving week full of action. New customers can bet just $5 on the NFL action to score $150 instantly in bonus bets. No matter your appetite, there's something for you. Money lines, parlays, props, live bets, and so much more. You name it, they've got it.
All right, Craig, we were just talking about this while we waited for Austin. What games are we looking at for this Thanksgiving?
Green Bay versus Detroit. Detroit is -7.5, the over and under 47. Washington versus Dallas. Dallas -11, over under 48.5. San Fran versus Seattle. San Francisco -6.5, over under 43.5. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code PILLOWS. New customers can bet $5 on the NFL Thanksgiving action to score $150 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL with code PILLOWS. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369. In West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. Please play responsibly. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, Kansas State, must be 21 or older in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms.
But yeah, so funny
that, you know, we're sitting here talking about traveling so much because that's, I feel like, well, all that we do, Craig. It's literally all that I do. It's like my identity is the airport at the moment. It's freaking ridiculous, which is why I can't wait, man. I don't know when you're coming home from Delaware, but
sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just going home, you know, today. And my mom was like, all right, well, like, we want to do this on Friday and this on Saturday, you know, and like in my head I almost was like, no, well, like, I want to come home. And then I was like, what are you rushing home for? So I'm gonna be out there for like 6 days.
Oh, you guys are, I mean, we'll talk more about this, I guess, on Wednesday or whenever, but you guys are turkey trot people. So you have to leave your house when you go home. Like, I don't like to, like, once I walk through the front door, Paige is like, I don't even know why I packed, because I don't change out of the same sweatpants when I come here.
What?
Like, we just cozy. Like, when we get to Delaware, we lock ourselves in this house. We did go pick up crabs today.
Dude, what? That is something to, that is like, yes. Yes.
So you're activity people.
Well, okay. So I'm sorry for everyone out there and they're going to roll, you know, their eyes. I know it. But if you marry me, then you've married into a 5K Thanksgiving family. I'm sorry. I didn't.
Just another difference in me and Austin, which I love when this happens, because our differences, our opposite, our whatever it's called, is beautiful, makes our relationship beautiful. But
I didn't, like, I'm not proud of it, let's just say. I'm not like, yeah, we're a Thanksgiving family, you know, 5K family, wah. Like,
right, you don't make it your personality.
No, it started because a cousin of mine, so my cousin's wife was like, let's do, you know, turkey trot. And for me, I was like, okay, cool. Like this
be one like, Christmas. Shut up, whore.
Shut your whore mouth.
You're not part of our family. Yeah. Shut up.
Okay. I think that it was like a year that I was like particularly, like, I just begun, you know, to work out again. This is like 4 or 5 years ago. And I just began to, and I was like, okay, you know, maybe it's like a good idea to go to the, and yes, I am using like a nasally voice to make fun of myself. And I'm like, yeah, it might be nice to like run a 5K and like burn some calories before I eat some turkey and stuffing. And kind of like the whole thing behind it was that, you know, we go to the sanctuary and it's on the beach and it's beautiful. It's fucking 3 miles, you know, for God's sakes. Yes, I get it. I get hammered on, you know, Wednesday night, obviously, because like I just see, you know, my family and everything. And by get hammered, I mean like copious amounts of wine and, you know, laughter and all the things. And you wake up on Thursday morning and every time that I wake up, I'm like, what am I doing? But what happens is that when we go to the turkey trot, Wendy, my mother, like she sits back and she makes just like a Bloody Mary bar and like a champagne and, you know, mimosa bar. And she has like, you know, shrimp out and cheese and okra and all the things to make just like an awesome bloody. So it's like, now it's become just more so I'm like, yes, let's go do this and go back to the house. But because I helped to foster this tradition of running 5Ks on Thanksgiving morning, I like have to do it now.
What would happen if you skip? Like, what would the consequence be?
No, well, there's no, you know, consequence at all, right? If I was like, yeah, fuck off, nerds. Like, it's more so just like Austin, come on, right? And so now, you know, my cousin does it. And now my cousin's, you know, little daughters do it, who basically I refer to as my nieces, even though that they're not. And, you know, they like, I love, you know, and they try to run with us. And it's just so cute.
No, dude, it sounds, look, it's like ideally, it's like a thing. I love like the idea of it. It's not, and everything like you just God, said, like, right? The tradition, like yeah. I'm just a realist. And like, I even thought I was going to go wake up this morning and go get crabs for lunch. Instead, it's crabs for dinner now. Cause I'm like, yeah, we're not leaving. But anyway, that's.
And I feel you. And like, dude, just imagine the dilemma that my little sister has, you know, every year. She's like, God damn it, Austin. Like, why did you start this thing? You know? And I'm like, look, you don't have to come. But when someone says that to you, Craig, like, you know, that that's almost just like, are you seriously not going to come, you know? And so she's like, ugh. And I'm trying to think, like, I think that she has been like, no, Austin, I'm not, you know, going this year. And then other years she's like, all right, fine. I'm coming, you know? And she always walks. She doesn't run. She runs like a duck. And so it's funny as like, it's great that, you know, she's like, oh, you know, but like, you know, she says yes like this. She's like, okay, fine, I'll come. You know, and I get it. Like, I would do that to me too. I didn't, but it just become a thing. And I, you know, love it. Cause obviously, like, what? It's a 5K. I'm burning like a half portion of like stuffing. So I completely get that. But I am jealous of, you know, you guys. I mean, I obviously wouldn't expect anything less, you know, from Paige. I mean, that is like sloth status to the next level, where she's like, I have one pair of sweatpants and that's,
dude,
all
I haven't been good at like cheating on food either. And I was like, I'm snacking with you the whole time. Like, we've got a like walk-in pantry here and we just we'll snack all day, eat dinner, have a little dessert, and then we make a big tray of snacks for the bedroom. And then watch our shows up there. I mean, we leave. What?
Can we just talk about, like, you know, once you finish that thought, of course. But I just want to talk about people who watch what they eat and whatnot, you know, during the holidays. Like, I understand that I just said that I run a 5K on, you know, the holidays. And everyone's like, you can miss me, you know, with that shit. But, like, you can miss me with watching what you eat during the holidays. You're just not like a fun person in my life, if that's what you want to do, right? Where it's like, oh no.
Well, I see, like, it's tough.
Bark. I shouldn't
eat. Yeah.
It.
Ooh, I mean, no, I get it. It's tough because weirdly, I'm usually like, I'm going to go home. I'm going to get myself away from like this, like, you know, my unhealthy eating. And then at home, I have this like, oh, I'm going to be healthy. I used to be. And my mom would be like, I made all this stuff. Please eat it. But we have on the counter, which I've had for breakfast 2 days in a row after my eggs, are these chocolate brownies that have peanut butter inside them, the icing on it. And like, I never, and like, it's sitting in front of me on the counter. So I'm like, yeah, I start with the knife.
I can corroborate this story.
Like, I start with the knife and what?
I talked to Craig yesterday on the phone in the morning. I called him, you know, just to catch up. And and I heard Craig, you know, begin to mumble, you know, to somebody. And I was like, yeah, who are you talking to? And he was like, I'm trying to convince Paige to not eat a brownie for breakfast, but it's too late. And I was like, let her live. Let her live.
I was like, your blood sugar is going to spike. You're going to like, it's going to mess up your whole thing. I was like, just eat the eggs first. And she's like, I will do whatever I want. Like, let me live my life.
And I'm not taking these sweatpants off unless I have to shower. And I don't even want to shower. I'll do that, you know, for Christmas. That, like, that, because unfortunately for Thanksgiving, now let me explain the dynamic of this, is that my mother is one of four sisters, and three of the sisters, so my mom and two of her sisters, have homes on Kiowa and Seabrook. And so it is like, if she was on here, she'd be like, no, it's not, Austin, but it is like a battle almost to like, okay, the night before Thanksgiving is at my house, but Thanksgiving is at Nancy's. And then the day after Thanksgiving is here. And like, they all fight about it, you know, every year of like who gets, you know, Thanksgiving. So like, we have to schlep between all of the sisters' homes for Thanksgiving. Thoughts, comment. Craig, what conspiracy theory are you reading right now? Or did you just hear what I said?
No,
stop it. Craig, so like, he has the face of like, I just
uncovered the next.
Craig just read a conspiracy theory that pisses him off. I saw it in his face. He's like, they're doing it again. The panda bears. But no. So all that I was trying to say is that it's like impossible for me. Like, there is no way. Christmas, I literally will try this challenge. And the challenge will be to not leave my house. Once I get there, I'm going to go on the 22nd, and I will not leave my house again until like the 27th. And that is a challenge that I will accept. But for Thanksgiving, it's impossible for me because I have to go back and forth. Got to go here and got to do this. And my dad wants to play golf tomorrow, actually. Yeah. So,
yeah, that's a lot. We go to the local grocery store and we look at all the people that have their hunting gear on. And we listen to them talk about like the turkeys that they shot this morning. And we look around at all like the, like they sell like guns and camo and stuff at our local grocery store. Like, it's very country and we love it. And then we went and fed the horses yesterday. We bought apples at the country grocery store and we fed the horses apples. This is all within like 2 miles from the home though. And then we went back, but today she's in hair and makeup because she had to film something. But today, then we're not even going to the airport. We're not even flying to New York. We're driving. I rented a car. It's like a 5.5 hour drive to Albany. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's just stay in this isolated vehicle and not have to like I don't mind driving. So like, she's going to pass in your princess.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, Craig, like everything that you're saying about like, it sounds divine. It sounds divine. But so now that like I'm thinking about it and now that I'm like, oh my gosh, I mean, it is like a social, like all of my cousins are going to be there. So then, okay. So I'm playing golf with my dad on Wednesday. When I get in tonight, I have to go to my cousin's, to my aunt's house where my cousins are because, you know, his nieces have been asking about me. So I have to go there first and I'm going to say hey to them. And then, you know, my mom's house is like a couple blocks away, which is awesome. Then I'm going to go there. And then tomorrow I play golf. And then Thanksgiving on Friday or on Thursday is going to be at another aunt's house. And then Friday is the Christmas tree lighting up at the sanctuary with the nieces, which is like a tradition as well, because me and my dad are like, nice, let's go to the sanctuary and get a martini. And the girls are obviously stoked because Santa Claus is there and a piano player and this, you know, 30-foot tall tree. And so, yeah, it is like so social. So Saturday then will be chill for football and kind of just hanging out. We watch the Iron Bowl and, you know, I'm pacing around the house and, oh my God, I'm exhausted just thinking about all the activity that I have to do in the next 3 days.
I do cousins. I like all that, but.
Yeah. But the only good thing too, is that I get to drive there. I don't have to travel anywhere. I don't have to fly anywhere or take a train. It's like a 40-minute drive and I'm so excited.
Yeah. Paige is convinced there's going to be a ton of traffic Wednesday. And I'm like, meh. My dad's like, it is literally the most traveled traffic day. And I was like, you know what? Would have taken 9 hours to get there by plane. and 5 hours. But anyway, we're going to take a quick break, and then I'll answer Austin's question when we get back from this commercial.
Okay.
Let's talk about microdosing. You know that just right feeling when your body and mind are really at peace? Like after a workout or a nice long shower, where you're relaxed, focused, and a little energized, being in the zone, as we say. Well, microdosing can help you get into that zone easier and stay there longer.
Let's talk about microdosing. Let's see. For somebody like me, I like to control the intake of what I consume. So if anyone is ever to hand me anything, I mean, even if you go back to the episode where we all go to Colorado and Shep is like, here, man, eat this gummy. He's like, just eat it, eat it. Whatever someone, you know, gives me, I always tend to eat half and put the other half in my pocket. And I definitely pretended to Shep that I ate the whole damn thing because I get high really fast. I like to microdose, which is just take some smaller bites. And honestly, it helps me with just lots of things. It helps me to relieve anxiety, not add to it. Because if I take too much of something, it adds to my anxiety. The point here is to relieve it, you know, and or pain and muscle tension. It improves my mood. I relax a little bit. I like to live in the moment more. It helps me to fall asleep easier. And honestly, I find myself being a little more creative than I normally would be. And so microdosing just helps me in lots of areas of life.
To learn more about microdosing THC, go to microdose.com and use code pillows and beer to get free shipping and 30% off your first order. 30% off. That's awesome. Again, that's microdose.com. microdose.com. Code pillows and beer. Microdose.com, code pillows and beer for 30% off. Welcome back to Pillows and Beer. Happy Thanksgiving week. I'm joined by Austin Kroll and Nick Norris. I think Austin just got confused because I said it would take 9 hours to get to Albany by plane. Travel time. So driving to the airport from the time I left my house in Delaware to the time we got to Paige's front door at her parents would be 9 hours.
Wait, so you're going there the day before Thanksgiving?
Yeah, Wednesday. We have Thanksgiving on Tuesday at my parents'.
Oh, so tonight.
Yes, tonight. I mean, yeah. When you guys are hearing this, I will be eating Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah. Nice. Okay. God, man. So like you're really doing the two Thanksgiving thing.
Yeah, which I like. So like your version of social stuff is cool because it all happens in one place.
Yes. Yes.
Mine just happens in two.
Yeah.
You're going to have trouble getting away when you find that lucky person. And like it was easy for me and Christopher. Like we go to the girls' houses for Thanksgiving because we're like, screw it. We'll just.
Sure. I was actually about to ask you that.
We'll just fake, you know, we just make our own Thanksgiving. Like, you know, we pick our own date. But you have like, all of those traditions.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I've obviously thought about it. It's very interesting because it is very, yeah, it's interesting because I'm going to be so like, no, just, you know, come to mine, just come to my Thanksgiving and come to my Christmas. And obviously I hope that my future partner is very family oriented, but if she is, then that is going to make it tough. So
no, you want her to hate her family.
I don't want her to hate her family because I like want her to understand the love that I have, you know, for my family. It just makes it easier. Just
lead to more complicated things.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I don't want someone to be like, you hey, man, why do you love your mom so much? You're like, whoa, why don't you love your mom so much? I don't know. Get away. You know, don't ask me that.
Mama's boy,
sure.
Pussy.
Shut up, Craig.
Your girl? No, I'm saying if your girlfriend like, says that to you,
she's bullying me. No more bullies for me in mine. Okay, so did Paige? Was she like, Craig? This is like a non-negotiate. Like we're going to my folks' house, or did y'all talk about it? Like, hey, do you want to do it at your parents or at my parents? Like. Or was it a big deal or what? what's the deal?
I think it was just my, I think I proactively came up with a plan and told everyone we were doing it. Because I didn't want to, like, I actually proactively avoided that talk. And then when I pitched it, fortunately, she was willing to compromise, you know, like cutting her time at home. I mean, not too much, but like, you know, we do, instead of being at my house all week or her house all week, you only get to do half. But, you know, this week we did Sunday through Wednesday in Delaware and then Wednesday through Sunday in Albany. So both sets of parents get us. And I hedge everything and like, I want to pick my battles. And for that one with, like Christmas, we haven't talked about and probably won't have to until we have like kids. Like we do a good job of, but like day of Christmas, we spend with our families because I think until you bring kids in, like your family is still your, I don't know.
Yeah, but that would have been tougher. Your grandparents are coming to visit you though, I think, right? If you have kids at
home. Right, with your, yeah, that makes sense. But yeah, Thanksgiving, like,
yeah, I don't know. That was my follow-up question, right? Where I was like, oh, have y'all talked about Christmas yet? But yeah, look, that is totally fair. And I feel that same way where I'm like, yeah, no, look, I'm spending Christmas with my fam, you know, and of course I'd love for you to be there if you so choose. But if you feel very strongly about doing it with your family, you know, until we're married, perhaps, then I totally get that. Then you can go do it. And I'll meet up with you on, you know, the 27th or something. And,
yeah,
you know, we'll travel somewhere for, you know, New Year's.
That's what last year I went there for, you know, a couple of days before Christmas. And then she came down after Christmas. And then we had these grand, you know, plans of being like, let's travel somewhere for New Year's. And we just stayed right on the couch and watched Andy. And it was great.
That's so funny, man.
Andy hot dogs.
We'll have to talk about that later when, you know, the time comes because I'm also trying to figure out exactly what I'm doing then, but
I think I might be having there's a chance that I have like start having an annual New Year's party.
God, just to take the pressure off of like, what are we doing? You're like,
if you want to come to our house, we'll throw like a swanky gathering.
That'd be fun. Yeah. Like, okay.
But okay, hey,
we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Let's talk about the tour. I want to tell everyone, all our besties that have been at our shows, Milwaukee, Nashville, and Houston, it has been so much fun. Look, I loved the first tour. It will always be our first. But this is like, we're just in a groove and everyone like knows us better because everyone's been listening for longer and it feels like family, and it's been really fun to meet our families in those three cities.
I think that's really a good point. You never forget your first. And the first tour was
learning process. I did forget my first, but that's a conversation for
another. Really?
I don't forget it, but it really meant it wasn't.
Mine too, actually.
It wasn't romantic. Yeah.
Mine too. Okay. Anyways. My second was very meaningful, but my first was not. Okay.
Same.
Yeah. And then it made me bummed because I wish that my first was the one. Oh, I was like, okay. God, oh my. Okay.
This is why your future girlfriend's going to call you a pussy.
Why do I need my future girlfriend when I have you to call me a pussy at it's all times?
Paige calls me a pussy, so it's fine.
No. You are a pussy. Okay. He's like, no, you're a pussy. No, man. I felt so much love in all three cities so far because it's just fun, man. Everyone is there to laugh and have fun, especially them in Houston, because people began to show up with the tinfoil helmets. And I was like, oh my goodness, like this is really funny. And there was a group of ladies that had on the tinfoil helmets for us, and all of the questions that, you know, were asked to us were just like out of love. It was a blast, man. Houston was the rowdiest stop so far because we had some buzzer words that we could say were funny enough. The word wasn't Paige. It was Houston. Sorry, I hiccuped. And we'd say, you know, Houston, and the whole crowd would just, whoa! And it was just a lot of fun. It was just a lot of fun. And it made me, when we left, I was texting, you know, Craig and Nick, like, all right, so let's look ahead to NOLA. And that's not for another, 3 weeks. So, bummer there, but couldn't be more excited for New Orleans.
December 10th, couple tickets left. I don't know if...
I think that New Orleans has sold like really, really well.
Well, they all have, Austin. That's what I'm saying. They're just letting people know if they want their tickets. It's act now. I don't know if there's any meet and greet left. But yeah, it's been really fun. We've got some really funny New Orleans stories. But I want to talk a little bit about
House of Blues.
I want to talk a little bit about like your food traditions for Thanksgiving, Austin. So we all know that you've got a full day. Full day. Well, I'll be so when do you eat the meal though? Because for us, I wish it was a little later in the afternoon, but every year it seems to get like we're right around 2 or 3 now, like 2, maybe 3 or 4. Well, no, that's not true. Tomorrow we're doing it at 4:00. Christopher and Anna are coming over at 2 and we'll eat dinner at 4.
Yeah. So, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. We'll eat at 4. That's probably right around, like we are right around 3 or 4 o'clock. That is when we sit to eat. It certainly will be light outside. And I mean, I'm looking outside now. You know, it's 5:30 for God's sakes, and it's dark. And we will definitely eat when it's light out. So maybe, yeah, man, between 3 and 4, but I'll certainly make a note of it because yeah. So tradition. The staples.
Dinner time. Because we do a big like brunch in the morning. We do a big like
See, Nick, that's so foreign to me.
Well, you do a brunch too, Austin.
No,
we do a lot of food.
No, whoa, what? No,
well, you do drinks.
Yeah, man, we do like Bloody Marys, man, after the 5K. So that's like
yeah,
you know, 10 o'clock,
and like you know, we don't eat much brunch with like eggs Benedict. The night before, we do a big pasta night. And then
see, we eat at like
6, 7 o'clock.
A big pasta night. See, that's something good to make note of. The day after, yes, everyone's like, "Man, leftovers, man. What do you think?" But we do a pasta night the day after, so that it's like, look, we know that you know the day before was like so many dishes and so much this and so much that, but we're just like spaghetti and marinara sauce. Boom, pasta night. You know, and that's what we do the day after.
Yeah, we've got that's good. I've only ever just done leftovers, but I guess I'll be at the Italian family this year, which I started a fried turkey trend at Paige's house, which her dad and I just laughed.
We're actually doing one as well, Craig.
Every year.
My jaw dropped when my mom said that. So
really? Yeah, because my dad went back to the oven. He goes, I'm cooking it in the oven. Like, yeah. Again. Like he likes doing it. It's his routine. But now Paige's house, we fry a turkey, which all it took was her saying she wanted fried turkey the 1 year. And he's like, he was texting me today for the brine recipe. He's like, how did you get me into this? And I was like, well, it's fun. You know, we get to sit out there, drink beers. It's like cold, it's an activity. I think it's neat. You should get oysters, Austin, and have them while you guys fry your turkey.
Agreed. So, you know, from coming to my Friendsgiving a couple years ago on the show, you fried, you know, the turkey. And I think that my mom, you know, saw that or something. I don't know. In order to make my mom change her ways in any way, shape, or form, Craig, like in order for my mom to have to change her ways at all, I swear to God, her friends have to tell her, right? So for
instance, she's frying a turkey this year.
So for instance, I can be like, mom, oh my gosh, I'm in this show. It's the greatest show ever. She's like, And then she starts to watch it because one of, you know, her friends told her that it was a great show. She's like, have you ever heard of this show? I'm like, yeah, mom, I've been telling you that for fucking 3 years. Like, yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. So for frying a turkey, I can tell her it's so, you know, delicious and everything, until one of her friends is like, oh my God, fried a turkey is like the way to go. And then she's like, Austin, have you ever had a fried turkey? I'm like, okay, well, here's what I want to know. I mean, this is an easy question, and it's the Thanksgiving special, because let's be honest, I mean, a lot of our besties are going to be enjoying Thanksgiving on actual Thanksgiving. So this might be the Thanksgiving special. What is your de facto? Give me your top three must have Thanksgiving dishes. I want to hear from both of you. Go.
Well, I mix everything together. So
is turkey included in that, or is this like other stuff?
Yes.
Well, do you guys?
Turkey is included in that, because I was just talking to someone that was like, no, man, my family doesn't do turkey. We do ham, and my jaw drops.
We always have like a honey baked ham.
Turkey is not like, yeah,
ham is Christmas. That's Christmas.
You would think that turkey, it goes, you know, without saying. So give me your top three, and turkey can be included. Go.
Okay, mashed potatoes and gravy. Like gravy, if I don't have gravy at Thanksgiving, there's no point in me being there. So I put gravy on everything.
Craig just gave an ultimatum for anyone out there who ever wants to invite him to Thanksgiving. He said, if gravy's not there, then I may as well not be there. And he was being dead serious. So
I feel, you know, I do. Like, I just pictured a plate of Thanksgiving food without gravy, and I'm like, there's no point in eating it without gravy. So mashed potatoes, stuffing, and cranberry sauce, because I'll take a bite of, like, each, and then the cranberry sauce, like, soothes that salty, hot gravy with, like, a cool, sweet taste. But I like the canned cranberry sauce, so cranberry jelly or whatever, like the mold.
Yep.
And then my runner-ups would be green bean casserole, which I love, and corn, because I like to mix the corn into my mashed potatoes.
We don't do corn.
Nick, I kind of want you to like insert the, you know, like the little kid who loves corn, that, you know, little, you know,
the yodeler.
No, he's not a yodeler. He's like, corn. I mean, just look at it. It's corn. He's like, I love everything about it.
I gotta go smoke turkey. Because it's really good off the egg. My Brussels sprouts are really
good. That sounds so good, by the way. I've never had a smoked turkey, and I think I might have to just throw one on the Traeger sometime. But okay, sorry. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, so smoked turkey.
How does it come out, actually? Is it moist?
It's so good. It's the best of the three, fried in the oven or smoked. Smoked the way my dad does it, with like a dry rub and everything. It locks in the juices. Oh my God, it's so good. Okay, so that, Brussels sprouts, and then mashed potatoes and gravy.
What in the world? Okay, Craig froze, but we have Okay, he's back. Brussels sprouts is number two on your list?
Well, I make them, so they're like really good. So they're with bacon, sauteed onions. They're not like Brussels sprouts. They're like,
yeah, I get it. Yeah, man, fancy Brussels sprouts. Right. It's not just like steamed up, you know, Brussels sprouts.
Yeah,
got it.
Yeah, no, it's not.
My dad hates Brussels sprouts. Okay. Because I'm going to spark an age old debate, but I think the past like 3 or 4 years, it's like a very heated debate with what I'm about to bring up here in my top three, as Craig brought it up in his top three, but mine's different. So I got to do the Turk. I think that Craig is very right. Like, if there ain't gravy, then don't invite me to Thanksgiving dinner. Like, Mom, I'm not coming home if there's not gravy. Because yes, I like to put it all together, and then you take that gravy spoon and you just go and you drizzle it over everything, over the potatoes, over the turkey, over the stuffing. Okay, so stuffing is two, and homemade cranberry sauce three. Now Craig said canned cranberry sauce, and I said the homemade, and some people are very divided on this, and it's just kind of how I was brought up, and it's probably how Craig was brought up too. Like, Craig was brought up, there's nothing wrong, you know, with canned, but my mom just likes to do her homemade thing. And it's always in just like a smaller dish. Like, it's a smaller dish and everyone gets like a little, you know, doop, doop. It's like, it's almost like a dollop, like a creme fraiche, you know, creme fraiche. And like, that's how I eat my cranberry sauce.
Okay, so I cut out for a second when Craig was talking, but did no one say, I noticed, no one said stuffing.
No, wait. Did I not say stuffing?
No, I don't think so. You said turkey, you said gravy. You didn't say stuffing.
Turkey, stuffing, cranberry sauce.
Okay.
Thanksgiving.
Turkey, stuffing,
cranberry sauce.
Yes, man, the runner's up.
I would love mac and cheese.
But no, man. I don't have time for it. I don't have time for mac and cheese. Yeah. Mac and cheese is fake news. Mac and cheese is just there to fill you up. Okay. Like, it's just carbs. I think it's wasted carbs and not, you know, to get fat, really, but like fit. To make you full. Like it makes you full when there's so much other shit that you should be focusing on.
So are you like
mac and cheese is there to mess you up?
That has just a pile of food, or do you go back? Do you do like sections? Do you do like, I'm gonna eat this now?
I do sections.
And you go back again?
No. I put on, you know, boom, 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 boom. You know, so sections of food, right? But I put the gravy, you know, over it, and then I eat it all, you know, together. I don't eat it by, you know, the section. Like, you know, I mean, I'll throw this stuff in right on top, you know, but like, I always have a section for the turkey and the mashed potatoes and like, you know, the green beans. Well, that's it really. And then, man, everything else can just pile on top. I don't care.
Mm. Mm. I think that's a good part one for Thanksgiving. I think we do part two in a couple of days when we record.
Okay. Damn, I just got myself all sorts of excited. I'm like starving now.
You know, I am too. That's why I'm going to go eat.
Hey,
for today.
Okay. Well, with that being said, y'all, we just got ourselves hot and bothered. If you've been listening, then you are chomping at the bit for Thanksgiving dinner. But thank you for joining us this week. As I prepare to go home for Thanksgiving, Craig is home for Thanksgiving. Nick is home for Thanksgiving. And we love y'all. And we'll see y'all soon.